while visiting in the hospital. I saw a nurse take a tired, anxious serviceman to a bedside. And I could hear through the open door as she said to the man who was lying there in bed, "Your son is here, sir," she said to the old man, and she had to repeat the word several times before the patient's eyes opened. He was heavily sedated because of a pain of his heart attack. He dimly saw the young uniformed Marine standing outside the oxygen tent. He reached out his hand. The Marine wrapped his toughened fingers around the old man's limp ones, squeezing a message of love and encouragement. The nurse brought a chair so that the Marine could sit beside the bed. All through the night, the young Marine sat there in the poorly lit room, the poorly lit lighted ward, holding the old man's hand and offering him words of love and strength. Occasionally, the nurse suggested the Marine move away for and rest for a while, but he refused. Whenever the nurse came to the ward, the Marine was oblivious of her and of the night noises of the hospital, the clanking of the oxygen tank, the laughter of the night staff members exchanging greetings, the cries and moans of other patients. Now and then, she heard him say a few gentle words. The dying man said nothing, only held tight to his son's hand all through the night. Along towards dawn, the old man died. The Marine released the now lifeless hand he had been holding, and he went to tell the nurse. While she did what she had to do, he waited. Finally, she returned. She started to offer words of sympathy, but the Marine interrupted her. "Who was that man?" he asked. The nurse was startled. He was your father," she answered. "No, he wasn't," the Marine replied. "I never saw him before in my life." "Then why didn't you say something when I took you into him?" I knew right away that there had been a mistake, but I also knew that he needed his son, and his son just wasn't there. When I realized that he was too sick to tell whether or not I was his son, knowing how much he needed me, I stayed. The next time someone needs you, just be there, stay. We are not human beings going through a temporary spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings going through a temporary human experience. And as you do this, know that I love you, I love you, I love you.